We've got a very special presentation from our main man, Ol' Monty.
Thank you, DJ. You know, giving back to my closest friends once a year just not enough.
Yeah. You're a charitable guy.
I don't want to have to keep waiting for December to give you guys something.
You're the jolliest guy I know.
Thank you.
I'll spread that cheer.
Yeah. So, old Chris
spread
Pringle over here is going to spread that holiday cheer as far as I can. And so,
I do like the Christmas.
I have some gifts here for my coworkers at the Little Ticket.
Oh. Shouldn't have.
I'll start with some ones that I have for shows that they can share. I have a couple here. Starting with the Musers, the guys that we're filling in for. I went ahead and got them a new set of key fobs because theirs will surely be reset due to inactivity by the time they return in October.
Probably so.
So I'll go ahead and get that taken care of for them. For the Sweet Spot, the show that I am on, the show that Ham is on.
Thank you.
For us, I got us an afternoon job topic that doesn't make people reminisce about any pre-2023 afternoon jobs.
That shouldn't be hard. I mean, you can talk about anything with Jeb and it's fun.
Yeah, it's a good time. And the other show-specific one I have is for the guys that will be in for us next week. So in next week, the last week of the Muser sabbatical, is Baldy, Daddy, and Lando. Now, I do apologize, fellas. I'll have to get back to you on this one because I am still looking for that one person who's looking forward to a week of Baldy, Daddy, and Lando that doesn't share the name Baldwin, Dedemore, or Landrum.
That one felt kind of mean-spirited.
But maybe that person's out there. Some ones for specific people. In the mornings, Tyler, the morning board op, I got you a computer that has all the available old ticket audio or songs so that the next time the Musers call for something, we won't have to sit through silence and disappointment for 5 minutes.
Die.
Please have the EA stuff ready.
Yeah, you should have waited. Wrong.
The turntables turn.
You need his help.
For Deddy, our producer, Jacob Dedemore.
Done a great job the last 2 weeks.
And I think I want to reward him with a gift. And that gift is, I am going to cut the Muser show down even more. It'll now be just 2 hours a day so that Craig Miller can only hate you 2 hours a day.
Oh, you think it stops just during the show?
It's the only parts I hear.
It's concentrated in those 2 hours.
And George and Gordon couldn't really find them anything, but Junior, I got him an ounce of passion for his job again. For the invasion, I got Matt McLaren a word to describe something that isn't fantastic or interesting.
Okay.
Like a thesaurus.
That might help, yeah. So next time that they're talking about a good thing, he won't go, wow, that's fantastic. For Donovan, I got Donovan a bottle of Advil because his face, it just has to be sore every day from fake laughing and his teammates' terrible attempts at comedy. It's got to be painful. A little bottle of Advil will take care of that.
I don't even know what you're talking about there. It's a hilarious show.
And for Travis, their producer, I hired him another intern. So I think they'll have three now.
Three, yeah.
So that he can continue to fake his tiny modicum of power on another 20-year-old. For the Hardline, I got Dave a book publishing deal with Thomas Reuters, one of the top publishing companies.
That's a big deal.
In the world. We already have a working title for the book that I think he should write. The autobiography should be called How to Trick Hall of Fame Daughters into Letting You Knock Them Up Despite Having the Features of a Caveman and Whose Only Bits Are Saying Queef and Knowing Corby.
I don't know.
It's a long title, I'll give you that.
Don't publish that exactly.
It's a long title. Maybe you have to put it on the inner flap.
He also messes his pants a bunch in public. Why are you selling him short?
Maybe that'll be on a different page.
Caveman.
That's in the sequel.
Yeah.
Maybe hardback exclusive. He can have chapter. That.
Messing your pants to success.
The Dave Lane.
The Dave Lane biopic.
Guide to life.
For Corby, I got Corby all the future sports almanacs, you know, like the one that you may have saw in Back to the Future. Those sports almanacs will let him figure out which team to bandwagon before anyone else can. He'll be in the know.
Just because he has 9 NFL teams doesn't mean he's a bandwagoner.
For Bob, I got Bob a couple of things. One is the ability to seamlessly work with any fill-in co-host without bullying or hogging all their airtime.
That will be useful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He could use that.
I could have given him that on Monday, though. It would have helped this week. Sometimes you can give people gifts early.
Yeah.
I also got Bob a letter from his family that says he is allowed to pay attention to them, even though the Brewers are on, or soccer is on, or the Summer League is on, or Drive to Survive is on, or golf is on Quibi. He can pay attention to his family if he'd like.
He could do both. Seems like he leans hard one way, but we encourage him to do both.
Let me go to some guys that are not main show hosts, starting with, how about Lando, the afternoon ticker guy?
Big fan.
Good I got dude. Lando a lawyer to help him establish squatter's rights up here so he can move out of the literal sardine can he lives in.
He doesn't live in a sardine can.
For Baldy, a man that shares the ticker room with Lando, I got you Rich Phillips' phone number. So that you can talk to another ticker guy who will never make it further than the morning newsroom.
Thank you so much.
Y'all can chat about that.
It's your good friend. You're a jerk.
I love Rich. Speaking of Rich, I got Rich Phillips, who's been on the hardline all week.
Yeah, done a great job.
Doing a job. Got him a podcast startup with Evanescence, Maxbox 20, the Dixie Chicks, and Three Doors Down. It's going to be called People I Haven't Wanted to Listen to Since 2003.
Oh my God!
It's been great hearing Rich on air. I love hearing Rich on air. You were a huge jerk.
For Dylan Reed, remember Dylan? He had a tough time on the board.
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago. Well,
that was all my fault.
I had this great idea. I was going to hire this baboon with learning disabilities as a board op to show, look, there can be people out there that are worse than Dylan, but when I was training the baboon, he actually did a better job.
Yeah, he was showing some promise.
Yeah. He actually knew the sponsors and knew where audio was. For Elf, the
That's
guy...
That's more a testament to the monkeys, really.
Yeah, he did a good job. Yeah. For Elf, the guy we mix with on Sunday mornings, the great Mark Elfenbein.
Get up!
I got him replacements for the two of you guys, so that now he'll have all three members of the show after him that want to mix.
Are you kidding? I mix with him every week.
What a cheap
shot. We have
shot.
A great conversation every week.
We love mixing with Elf every week. We have so much fun.
It's just for that mix, but at least now all three people from the show after him will want to be there.
Boy, what a jerk.
Yeah. For EA, today's e-break winner, I'm going to finally give him what he's been wanting, and that is the chance at hosting. He's going to get it.
You have that power?
I am. I do have that power. It's been bestowed upon me by the higher-ups. That is going to require a few things, though. For one, he is going to have to be humble.
Okay, listen, I'm an excellent broadcaster.
All right, that ship may have already sailed. Well, at the very least, then,
ship.
He cannot start yelling about any basketball players.
See, he's Michael Jordan now? Are you kidding me?
It's already happened.
You got to work with me here, EA. All right, at the very, very, very least, show that you're a man of the people and you can relate to the P1.
That's easy.
There's a reason why we're up here and y'all are listening sometimes, man. It gets me upset.
Damn.
Hosting's harder than
I tried. You had three rules and you couldn't follow those already. Sorry, EA. Let's see. For Peter Welpton, I got him a I'm sorry... / a condolences Hallmark gift card. Or sorry, not a gift card. A card.
Yeah, okay. A card. It's not
a gift card.
You're gifting him the card.
You can't go buy a card. That would be ridiculous. For Peter, this card will say... Oh, yeah. I lost it.
Also?
It says, the card says, I got your 4-year vacation approved... So you're free and clear until Cat makes all the shows force you on again.
Okay.
So, big deal for him.
4 years vacation, wow.
Yeah.
Sweet
and
deal.
Then, yeah, when we have to have him back on in 4 years, he'll be back. For Sean, I got Sean the cure to whatever disease forces him to refer to any sports team by their dumb nicknames. So the Bronx Bombers are going to be the Yankees again.
He does that?
The Ponies are going to be the Mustangs again, and LSU can just be LSU and not the effing Bayou Bengals.
This is the first time hearing this.
Yeah, this is news to me.
For Sean Mino, the other host on the Sweet Spot that I work with every day, I found 6 to 8 songs that actually have lyrics that people mishear, and maybe he can even do a segment about them.
Okay.
I would not do a segment, though, until he actually gets the gift.
I'm not letting you go after Mondegreens like that.
What does that mean?
Means I'm about to...
What are Mondegreens?
I'm about to smack you is what is.
Does he do
happen.
A music segment?
I'm just saying if he's going to do one, wait till he gets the gift. I got one for the station, and then I'll give you guys one each, too.
Oh.
Now we're out of time.
For the station, I got the station. Everyone can use this. It's an AI program that will automatically hit the dump button anytime we accidentally try to pretend other people used to work here and were actually parts of our history.
Okay.
Useful.
So don't even worry about it, Tyler. It'll do it for you. And then finally, DJ and Ham. DJ, I know you have an upcoming vacation. During that vacation, I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure the Hardline doesn't realize that their show is exactly the same, if not a little bit better.
Yeah, I'm going to struggle while you're gone.
During your 9-day absence.
Just so you have a job still.
Thank you. Thank you both of y'all.
And then, Ham, I got you 2 things. One, a printout of the Office IMDb page so you know which actors played which characters.
Dummy.
Thank you.
Idiot. Phyllis didn't play Toby. And I got you an 840 character that doesn't make people immediately think to email Gordon asking when he's coming back.
Excellent, yes.
And those are Christmas gifts to my coworkers.
Yay! Thank you so much.
He's so charitable.
I feel like some of those were kind of mean-spirited.
Nah, we're having fun.
It's the gift that counts.
We're having fun.
All right. We'll see what the invasion
thinks
of it.
I'm sure I'll get hit again next in December.